your shine's on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Atman.
And I'm Tommy, not one, not three, but two stars.
And together we are the Deep Fried Geeks. Our weekly podcast where we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news. What's up, Tommy? Two stars, not three or one or four stars, but two stars.
Nothing.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good.
Good. We also have Leviticus here with us today, our producer.
What's going on, guys?
What up, Leviticus?
Oh, you know, just being level with Leviticus things.
Level.
You're on the level. Isn't that something the kids say nowadays?
The kids?
On the level.
Oh, you're on the... I don't know.
I don't think not since
I'm
like
on
the,
level.
Like the 80s or level. 90s.
Oh, that's like an 80s or 90s thing?
I'm so leveled right now.
So leveled.
What are some hip things kids say now then?
Apparently they say it's
Hashtag.
Raw? Does it say raw?
Raw?
That's no, raw.
I don't know. Not really.
We should get Larry and ask her...
I was hearing...
Do they say dope still?
No, not really.
I do.
Okay. You're not a kid.
Oh. I still say dude and stuff. I'm sure that's
dope.
Funky. What was it? They were saying like scrunchy or something like that? I don't know. Some words.
I know
like
ratchet,
that.
But I think ratchet's a little
it's
outdated.
Starting to wear its way out, yeah.
I'm trying to think of
those
the one
dope
real popular
memes.
One right now.
Those memes are so dope. Hashtag hilarious.
People say
I want to start putting hashtag hilarious.
Hashtag hilarious.
Hashtag hot dogs.
Hashtag put it in my mouth. We gotta get
yes.
That. We'll make that famous. That's for sure.
I'm trying, man. All right. So, anything interesting happened to you this past week? Anything good? Tried any new restaurants? Any new foods?
No. Not really.
I went to a baseball game.
Yeah?
Yesterday, Tampa Bay Rays game. I had a pretty amazing pulled pork sandwich.
Oh, really?
They roasted the pork, and they just brought it in the pot with tongs.
Really?
And so you're just picking the pork right off the carcass.
Ooh.
It was pretty awesome. They had, like, Carolina barbecue sauce with it, and their buns were super, like, sourdough buns with flour on it.
You just
it.
Can't
like
have that buns. Pulled pork on unless you got buns, huh?
Yeah, they were really good. Probably the best thing I ate there. And then we went to Cycle Brewing, too.
Yeah.
Which is... Excuse me.
What?
Which is a local brewery.
Wipe your butts out!
My wife gets so mad when she's listening to the podcast, and she goes, "You yawned on the podcast!"
We're doing it live!
She doesn't sound evil, sweetie. Like that. She sounds sweet and beautiful.
We're doing it live!
Well, you look good in the hat.
Oh, I love this hat.
Tommy just put on my Ninja Turtles
I'm
hat.
A friend of the turtles, what can I say?
Friends of the turtles.
And so we went to Cycle Brewing. It was kind of cool. It was a small brewery. They only had like two of the kettles in the back to brew with. A lot of cool artsy type decorations and stuff. Beer was pretty good. I had a coffee porter. It was called Cream and Sugar Please Porter, and that was pretty good. And they had a couple other interesting beers that I didn't have. But so that's another checking on off another local
another
brewery.
Another new place.
Another new local brewery. So I did take a picture and put that on our Instagram if you want to check out a picture from Cycle Brewing. And then I went to Fat Point Brewing
This
past week too. I posted some pictures on Instagram of that. Had a new beer. They've got their Boca Ale. They have a Boca Cran now.
Hmm.
So it's Boca Ale but with cranberries.
I'll try that one.
And that was pretty good. Sunday. Went there on Sunday. After church, me and the girls went.
Nice.
We went and had... And then we went to the new restaurant in Punta Gorda, the Bowl and Tarpon.
Where's that?
And I posted a picture on there, too, where Jimmy's Tacos used to be.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Cool little place. It says that it's a burger and seafood place. But mainly it's like
Bowl and Tarpon makes sense.
Burgers and tacos. Like, didn't have a whole lot of seafood.
We have all these leftover taco-related food items. Let's just cook a bunch of tacos.
The tacos were good. The girls had tacos. I had a burger. They called it the Florida Burger. It had peppers and onions on it.
Ooh.
The the meat was amazing, but the best thing about the visit is it hand-cut French fries.
Ooh.
Like, it tasted like they cut the potatoes and then dropped them in the fryer right when I ordered them. And they were pretty amazing.
It was a...
Were they like steak fries or...
No, they were like, the best way that I can describe it is Five Guys.
Oh, wow, good. Sweet.
It wasn't last week. It was probably the week before. There's this guy that's going around, like, all the... Well, he's in the Facebook... I'm part of a Facebook restaurant group that, like...
Oh, man, I tried to be part of that group.
Yeah.
Just so many people were so negative on it.
There is this guy that dug into... That's one thing that I've noticed is a lot of people love Celtic.
Yeah.
All right. And this guy dug into the Ray.
What?
And everybody chewed him over. Out.
Well, what did he
they
say?
They chewed him out. He said the food was horrible.
What an idiot.
He said the food was horrible and...
Does he like pub food? He's like, I don't really like pub food.
He didn't say anything about the service. He didn't really say anything about that, but he just didn't like... He thought the fish wasn't good and the fries were horrible.
They're still doing the food.
Well, that's what I was saying.
Come back when it's
finished,
Debbie.
And actually, the owner posted on there and said, please come back when our kitchen is open and tries again. But people... There's a couple times we've seen... People dig into the
people
Celtic Ray.
Really?
Tear
them apart?
And people just tear them apart.
Good.
The Ray's amazing, man.
Oh, it is.
I was talking with the Ray 2 days ago, and their kitchen is opening very soon. They finally passed their inspection. So if you're in the Southwest Florida area and you want to know, the Ray is opening soon.
Number one pub in Florida, right?
Number one pub in Florida. Two or three magazines
Southwest
voted
Florida.
Him as that. Yeah. So that's pretty exciting. So you guys didn't go any new places or try any new foods?
No.
Nope.
No.
No.
We went to the new Chipotle, too.
I've been there. Have you ever had Chipotle?
It's pretty good, yeah. It's
Chipotle.
Yeah, I went there once.
A little bit like Moe's,
It's a lot like Moe's.
I like it better than Moe's, too.
It's same different. I've only eaten there once, so it's hard for me to tell.
Okay, the second time was better for me.
Yeah.
Second time was better.
Steak. I had like a steak burrito.
It lasted longer.
The burrito was a little more stiff and lasted a while.
The
nice
meat
and
was
thick.
Nice and pink.
Have you had their barbacoa?
No.
Their pork.
This last time I got pulled pork.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they call it, barbacoa.
But there's also. Carnitas. That's what I had. The barbacoa is not pulled pork. The pulled pork is the carnitas.
Well, the barbacoa is pulled pork, too.
Is it?
Bro, he's Mexican,
they
bro.
Just
don't argue
prepare
with
it
him.
A different way.
No, maybe.
They have a sofritas, too, and they have, which is like a tofu seasoning. Chicken, steak, and then you can put, they get the brown rice you can put on it, and the white rice, pinto beans, black beans. The thing that I like most at Chipotle is the tortilla chips and the guac. Yeah. I don't know what they do with those tortilla chips.
They're pretty good.
They, like, get the grease from the Krusty Krab or something. It's, like, made out of gold and deep fry those chips in it.
Oh, really? Something to the better sea.
Chipotle regular pants.
They make their guacamole fresh. The last time I was there, they were back there. Getting the, you know, cutting the avocado, getting the guac out of there. And...
Well, the one I went, the one time, it was kind of, like, bad because they had, like, ran out of steak and they had to, like, cut it up. So I had to, like, wait in line and, like, five people passed me. So I'm letting it go.
I was pretty impressed.
I'm not going to be all over them.
I was pretty impressed that they cook all their meat fresh like that on the grill. That impressed me because I was assuming that it was all pre-bagged stuff.
No, it's almost like Moe's.
Yeah.
Moe's does the same thing.
Moe's is all fresh, too?
Oh, yeah. They'll cook it in front of you, too. They have their cooking stations right there by the make line. And they cook their meat
out.
They
fry it and all that stuff right there.
Boop. So that was pretty good. Another food was picture-worthy, though.
No?
So,
no.
Yeah.
Well, just so much in one.
I ain't got time to take pictures. Put it in my mouth.
Yeah, hey, you know what else you should put in your mouth, Tom of Two Stars?
Ice cream.
Food, glorious food.
burritos, tacos, and nachos. Or other foods.
You would think we're talking about burritos, tacos, and nachos.
But not really. We're not. That's just what we were talking about.
I was on the interwebs.
Interwebs?
This week.
You were on the line?
There is a crazy amount of food news out there.
Oh, really?
Things going on, funny stories, stuff like that. So I just thought we would...
change it up.
Go over some articles of food news, some interesting stuff.
Hit me with them food news.
Chick-fil-A. Do you know that Chick-fil-A is mainly based in the South?
Yes.
Florida, Georgia.
There is one in L.A.
Yep.
A lot of like East Coast and South.
Yeah. Yep. And, but Michigan, we do have some listeners in Michigan. Shout out to you, Michiganders.
Michigan.
Is getting a Chick-fil-A. Oh. Boom.
Chick-fil-A's coming at you, Michigan.
Chick-fil-A is going to Michigan. So I do know some people in Michigan that I think would be very excited about
melt
the Chick-fil-A.
Some snow and put up a Chick-fil-A.
In Michigan.
Tired of all beef burgers? Well, here comes a Chick-fil-A.
A Chick-fil-A is pretty amazing if you've never had Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
We do have some listeners. We have a pretty avid listener, actually.
That poor Chick-fil-A is going to be overrun.
It is. We have an avid listener in Brazil.
Oh.
So unless our listener in Brazil has been to America and has had Chick-fil-A, Brazil guy or woman.
Person.
Chick-fil-A is delicious. You should put
Brazilian.
It in your mouth.
Yes, if you love chicken, you'll love Chick-fil-A.
I could say avid, a couple listeners, because we do have a lot of plays in Brazil.
Nice.
Believe it or not. So
I don't know the Portuguese for thank you, but gracias.
So, and they're no longer a listener. Grand Rapids, Michigan is where they're talking about opening up the Chick-fil-A. So I thought that was pretty interesting. They want to build a 4,870-square-foot restaurant with a drive-through window behind Bob Evans in the Crossings Office Park.
What?
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, it is.
I know, right?
Around late 2016 or early 2017 is when it opened.
Just around the corner, folks.
Put those waffle fries in my mouth.
So good.
Damn, great.
Fried in peanut oil? Mm.
70 more Chick-fil-A's down here.
I want to just order the nugget platter just for myself.
Do you like the grilled nuggets or the deep or just
deep
the deep fried
peanut
nuggets?
Fried? Shoot.
Yeah.
Fry them in that peanut oil.
Yeah, the chicken tenders are great too. Have you had their buffalo dipping sauce?
Yes.
That stuff is good.
It is good.
Hey, I got some news for you, Tommy Two Stars.
Hang on a sec. Chicken. Okay, go ahead.
Ghost pepper chicken sandwich and the ghost pepper fries from Wendy's.
Yeah,
coming back.
They're coming back.
They're bringing them back.
Oh snap! I'm afraid of ghost pepper.
I thought that. Have you had the ghost pepper stuff from Wendy's though? I thought you liked it.
I've had the spicy chicken, but not the ghost.
Oh, I thought we had talked about the ghost pepper stuff. Their ghost pepper stuff is not super spicy.
Okay.
Their ghost pepper. There's a picture.
Ooh, that looks good.
The thing they do is they have the ghost pepper sauce, and then they dice up jalapenos and put it all on that. They're pretty amazing.
Put it all on and put it in my mouth.
I know your hand, how much you can handle.
Oh,
heat-wise. And I think you can totally handle that chicken sandwich. It is, it's not super hot, but it's pretty amazing.
Mouth.
Have you had it, Leviticus?
I have not. I'm being Mexican. I'm not that good with spiciness.
The jalapeno fresco chicken sandwich is made with white meat, chicken breasts, cooked with the spicy chicken, topped with diced jalapenos, ghost pepper sauce between two reddish jalapeno buns.
I must move my lawn.
Mijo, avoid the sandwich.
Papá,
hey. Is
it too spicy? Is it too spicy, papá?
It's too spicy. It's spicy.
Eat your chicken, mijo. Oh, mijo! Mijo, too hot!
Those are the orphans' cheese.
Hey,
those are the orphans' ghost pepper sandwiches.
Hey, como yo lan?
Hey, man! Okay, we're done.
Is that a pity?
Arnesio, sometimes when you're a man, you eat ghost pepper chicken in your room.
Pants and eat
for fun. Just for fun.
Just for fun. Chuck E. Cheese. Have you all ever been to a Chuck E. Cheese?
Oh, of course. I grew up, I wish we had a Chuck E. Cheese down here. Now that I'm an adult.
I know, right?
There's no excuse.
Oh, no, there's plenty of excuses.
Now you're going to have an excuse to go to
Chuck
E.
Cheese.
Wait a minute,
hold on. Because you take your kid there, and a lot of them have bars there.
Tommy Cheese says it's not.
I don't have any kids.
No. Also, take my kid or your kid.
Yeah.
I just feel like I'll be sitting at the bar like, y'all kids having fun.
Most guys do.
I have, here's some tokens.
Tell Larry. Larry, Uncle Tommy's gonna come, Tommy Cheese Star's gonna come pick you up.
We're going to Chuck E. Cheese.
Take you to Chuck E. Cheese.
I'm picking up all the single moms of Chuck E. Cheese. Let's go.
With a 14-year-old.
She's my little wing girl.
Now you're gonna have an excuse to go to Chuck E. Cheese. You wanna know what's that? Spaghetti pizza.
Yeah, ooh, what?
What? Doesn't that sound disgusting and amazing at the same time?
It sounds oddly
amazing. Wait until I show you this picture.
Oh, wow, that actually looks really good.
Crazy, right? Super delicious. They basically just combine spaghetti and pizza. I think they kind of, the kids love pizza and spaghetti. So they took this and they used their standard dough. Marinara sauce. Helping of spaghetti noodles, spread all around on it, put marinara on top, mozzarella.
Do they at least
and
cook
meatballs.
The pasta first?
I would
hope.
It looks like Alfredo sauce on that.
We should try to make that.
It still
at
looks
home.
Good. I love Alfredo. I can bathe in Alfredo.
Not a huge Alfredo guy.
Well,
I love
it.
Italian
but
in
it
me.
Kills me after.
The Italian in me say more Alfredo por right
there. I went to Las Vegas. There is this restaurant, an Italian restaurant that supposedly like Frank Sinatra went to all the time.
Oh,
I don't remember the name
it.
Of it. But I waited like 2 hours for my food. But their Alfredo sauce was amazing. Yeah. It was like shrimp Alfredo. It's probably the best Alfredo I've ever had. So that's pretty
jelly.
Amazing.
So jelly right
go. It's come. All Chuck E. Cheese's are going to participate in this until June 30th.
So we have a limited window?
Right. I don't think we really have a Chuck E. Cheese by us.
In Fort Myers.
Oh, really? So
we're going to Chuck E. Cheese.
Tampa, too.
So, fans, please go to Chuck E. Cheese for us.
Tell us about this pizza.
And eat the pizza.
We're going to Chuck E. Cheese.
And put it in your mouth.
Stop saying like them. We're going.
Yeah, but I want people to share our pictures on Facebook.
I know, but we're going.
Amazing...
We're
going
to share it first.
Are we?
Okay. Yes, we are.
Well, I guess we're going to have a road trip to Chuck E.
Saint
Cheese.
Pete.
St. Pete.
Wait, there's one in Fort Myers?
Yeah.
Well, that's much closer. Let's go to Fort Myers.
Right across from the little... Before the Edison Mall.
More news, guys.
Okay.
What?
In Washington, D.C., I think Tommy Two Stars visited Washington, D.C. Because there's a video of a man at 3 a.m. breaking into a Five Guys, right? You'd think... Well, what do you think you would do if you broke into a Five Guys?
I would assume he's going to rob the place.
You think he'd steal money or something? Maybe steal food, put it in bags? No, bro just breaks in, turns on the grill, checks the temperature, makes himself a hamburger, and dips.
That's it?
That's all he does.
He makes the burger and dips.
He has to have worked at one of them.
He's had to have worked at one of them.
Anybody can really make a burger.
It was in Washington,
D.C. Turn all that stuff on, probably.
They do have the footage.
That reminds me of
online.
This one time. I came to your house at like 3 o'clock.
Madman's house?
And I made a burger.
Did you really? That's kind of creepy. Did you put on my underwear or something too? When I wasn't
trying
on
your clothes.
Try my clothes on? Like, I'm Madman! Look at Madman! Walk around the house in his underwear! And Madman! You didn't go in my underwear drawer, did you? Okay, good.
I wasn't really at your house. I was at Tom Tom's house.
You didn't go in his underwear drawer, did you?
That's
I've been in there before. You don't want
Tommy Two Star doesn't wear underwear.
I was
just kidding.
The truth comes out. Preach it.
You don't have to.
I'm going
to
show you.
I just gave myself a front wing.
But literally, this guy's wearing like a fedora. And he just goes in there and makes himself a burger.
That's so odd.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I mean, Vegas breaks in the middle of the night. That's obviously not normal, but to just...
The Metropolitan Police Department shared a 3-minute video of the man hanging out, making himself a burger on the Irving Street location of the chain restaurant.
So here's a question.
So what are you charging with? Grand theft of about $5 worth of food?
Breaking in and
entering. I want to know, for our fans... What place would you break into
if you could break into some?
If you
and
would
make
break
food?
Into anything,
was the same.
And what would you? Where would it be? And what would you make?
Yeah, tell us that.
So it's like you know how you always have those places that you're too scared to ask for like this crazy concoction of food, and you would love to go back there and make your own, you know, your way. What would it be?
I guess you're on a Burger King, apparently.
Tom, what about you? What do you think it would be?
I would, now that you mention it, I would love to, like, break into Olive Garden and make my own tour to Italy.
Ooh.
I love tours. Yeah. It's, like, one of my favorite things to get there. Because my mom picks them all the time. She's like, you always get this. Like, well, it's three things.
Tour to Italy is pretty good.
I can get one thing. No, I want three things.
That's like Carabi's used to have the Johnny, and it was the same thing. I think they got rid of it, though. And it was your chicken marsala, their chicken Brian, their steak marsala, and like another thing. Mm. It's the same thing. The tour to Italy is awesome. So you'd break in there and make
a
tour to Italy.
I don't know how to make a lasagna. I've never
would
made
you
one
eat
in my
some
life.
Of those killer breadsticks?
Heck yeah, I would. I gotta eat something. Well, that stuff's gonna take a while.
How about you, Leviticus?
Eat something Mexican.
No, or White Castle.
Oh, right.
Man, it would probably be the opposite of Five Guys. It'd be In-N-Out.
In-N-Out.
I was gonna say Mexican or something.
But at the same time, they kind of do that. You can do their secret menu, anime style, and everything like that. It would probably have to. It would have to be a big restaurant. So, bigger restaurant. I'm gonna say
Wolfgang Puck's.
At Disney,
Planet Hollywood.
No,
the Playboy Mansion.
Do you know they're selling
they have a kitchen? I'm assuming.
You know he's selling it.
Yeah,
yeah,
selling the market.
Yeah.
Well, because there's
no one cares anymore. Yeah.
Nobody cares anymore.
You just go on the internet and look at nudie pictures. Who's gonna be paying?
Well, they don't. They're not nudes anymore.
That's true. They're gonna
Playboy.
Be
they're, yeah, they're gonna be all articles now. Did you hear the stipulations of that though?
What the one?
The whoever buys it has to live there with you until he dies. So you buy it, Hef gets to live in the house.
Interesting.
Crazy, I'll buy it for a much lower rate then.
Yeah. Like, take a couple meal off. So you'd break into In-N-Out and you'd make something there.
Yeah.
I would break into Red Lobster, I think.
Yeah?
Make myself a couple lobsters. Like a whole ones, because you always just get one, and the ones at Red Lobster are kind of small.
I would let all the lobsters out and then take a 12 gauge and just hunt them.
I just sit by the boat.
I don't think it'd be very hard.
Last one out gets to die.
Have you ever had a whole lobster?
That's a lot of food.
So good.
Yeah.
Lobster tails.
Maybe have a lobster race.
And I would eat like a dozen Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be pretty amazing.
What if you stacked all the lobsters on top of each other and just the.
Like a lobster sandwich.
Yeah.
I want to try lobster thermidor, too. I've never tried that.
What's that?
They take, like, lobster and, like, other stuff, cheese and fish or something, a bunch of stuff, they mix it together, and they put it in the lobster shell and bake it.
I mean, it sounds good and all, but what? I feel like there's no point in using lobster if you can't just taste the lobster itself.
Yeah, but I'm sure you probably can a little bit.
Alright, I'll try it.
That's like lobster mac and cheese, like a...
Well, yeah, but you still taste the lobster, but if you have, like, the lobster and everything else, it's kind of going to join together. It's expensive.
So if you live in Washington, D.C., this guy is still out there.
I don't know if we should bring him to justice, because, well, you should, but it's funny is what it is.
He was just hungry. He was probably on some drugs.
Probably. That's not a decision normal people make.
This one is,
get him some milk!
This one's a little dark. I saw this, and it's a little sad and dark, but it's also pretty interesting.
Uh-huh.
The owner of Del's Maraschino Cherries
Maraschino
is 57.
Cherries.
FBI or the authorities came and decided to raid his facility in Brooklyn, and the Brooklyn factory.
Mm-hmm.
And while he was there, they were raiding it, and he got really nervous, and he went into a secret room and shot himself.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And so they found out that what it was is he was, it was also functioning as a grow house.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It was
and
a
so
weed
they were selling,
smell.
They were selling marijuana and had bags and bags of it.
Most people don't go in the back room and shoot themselves if they're not up to some shady activity.
Yeah. So that's kind of sad and dark. But I would never never consider Maraschino Cherry being a grow house or selling weed.
Apparently he didn't either.
I wondered why I felt weird after eating those.
Apparently,
five more Shirley Temples, please.
Apparently Maraschino Cherries not a very lucrative business.
I wouldn't think so.
Do you know how they make those things,
no.
by the way? They bleach them. They take the actual cherries and then they bleach them and then they put the red dye in it.
I like
in the syrup and let them sit in syrup and that's how they turn that bright neon color.
That's a little.
It takes away that. Isn't it? Yeah.
That probably gets rid of the wheat taste too.
Yeah, so that's kind of sad, but it was an interesting story. Kind of worth mentioning.
Alrighty.
Just kind of different and out there. We should do a segment every week called like. The dark side of food.
The dark side of food. Guy choked on a
today, five guys was caught hustling children out of the five slaves.
Bob's Burgers is selling human...
human meat.
Human meat.
Yeah, but if anything, that made Bob's Burgers...
It's not out. Human.
That was five a guys that was trying to recreate The Walking Dead by selling human meat.
Tainted meat! Yes, tainted meat!
Tainted meat!
Catch us tonight at 11 for the full story.
You've got a good newscaster voice,
Lewis.
If you haven't seen that episode of Bob's Burgers, make sure you watch it. I think it's like one of the first ones.
It's one of the
accused of selling.
And then like everybody comes to try the burgers because they think it's made of human meat.
Yeah.
So their popularity goes up.
A couple funny YouTube videos y'all should watch.
Bob's Burgers is pretty funny.
Bob's Burgers is amazing.
That reminded me of a South Park video or episode that I saw here. Like, I don't watch South Park that often.
Matches both!
But man, they were trying to compete on, like, I forget who it was like, you can poop out of your mouth. Like, that's a
oh,
thing.
Yeah!
Did you see that one?
So the whole episode, they're just like,
oh, man. The whole episode, everybody's like, gross. What? That's a thing?
It's like, yes.
That was the way we were supposed to do it this whole time.
And
why do you think the toilet's facing us?
I remember that now.
Yeah.
I just remember them all going,
that's so gross.
Oh, it's messed up.
There's a couple good YouTube videos going around.
Not a pooping
one that was worth mentioning is not PETA, but some animal rights activist group made this video where saying that they're going to have a recipe for pigs in a blanket. And it's got all these cute little baby pigs. One, they're like, we're going to make a recipe for pigs in a blanket. And they're like, one, grab a pig. Two, grab a blanket. And then it's like, three, wrap the pig in the blanket. And then they're going through and showing all these cute little pigs.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And then it's talking about...
Parody.
Not... Yeah, that'd be funny.
And take the pig. Chop its head off.
Slice the throat. Save the blood. Don't get it on the blanket.
It's like this dark reincarnation of
But they were like, they weren't the ugly fat pigs either. They were like
the cute
little cute
ones. Of course. Pigs.
I want to see like Wilbur
Ball. Well, here's the thing is I don't want to eat that pig. I want the big fat.
I want the big fat back bacon pig.
Oh, because just if I could create my own bacon, like that'd be an awesome experience to
your own bacon.
Make my own bacon. Like the full slaughter.
I'll go through the whole process.
Oh, the whole process.
I can't. If I'm raising this pig, I'm going to get to the end and I'm like, I can't do it.
That's
it's
right.
A pet now.
Right,
the thing
like,
is it's a way
it
of life.
Yeah.
It's a way of life. Yeah.
Nah. I don't raise a dog and eat it when it dies.
Well, but you know what I mean.
This ain't China.
There's been farm animals for ages.
So, watch the YouTube video.
Okay.
It's pretty cute.
Funny.
Watch that.
And there's another one, a Subway video that's out there. It's called Subway. It's Soubway, and it's this guy with animation, and he's talking about all these crazy things that customers have come up and said to him and stuff. And so it's all animated. And it's
interesting.
It's pretty funny.
Is it based on like real things?
Yeah. Okay. It's all real stuff. That happened at Subway.
So we had to change this for legal reasons.
Yeah. And then did you guys hear about Jared from Subway too?
What did he do now?
he got almost killed in prison. He got the crap beat out of him.
I heard he got beat up. I didn't realize he died.
He like got, no, he didn't die. Almost.
Well,
he got beat up pretty bad.
The thing is like in jail. Child.
Yeah.
Anything to deal with children, they like.
Yeah, they beat him up
pretty bad.
If you had to pick like a D-list celebrity, like a next crazy like
Someone to go to jail?
Someone to go to jail over something crazy would be. Who do you think it would be?
If I, you want, this person is someone we want to go to jail?
No, like, just something you can see happening.
That you can see.
Well, because Dustin Diamond's in jail. Yeah, because he stabbed a dude. He
stabbed a dude. Well, it was kind of defense, but he's, that guy's crazy, so.
I would say Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah? I can kind of see that.
He will forever be in my heart. I cannot say that he would do anything wrong.
I just slapped my face with my hands, by the way.
I'm trying to think. That's a tough one.
I know, right?
That's the kid who played Anakin Skywalker in episode 1.
Oh, see that? I can
I
see
heard that
happened.
He got diagnosed with like schizophrenia. Or something like
that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that and what's his name in episode? The guy that played Anakin in episode 2 and 3. He's nothing, but it's
Hayden Christensen.
That's all he's known for.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah.
That's all he's known for.
Daniel Radcliffe's always going to be Harry Potter.
If you had to name like the top five people that would always be those characters, who do you think it would be? Like, I would say like Mark Hamill, right?
Yeah,
people are always going to see Mark Hamill as Luke. Daniel Radcliffe.
He's always going to be Harry Potter.
Yeah,
he's a good actor outside of it though.
Yeah, but
he really is.
To us, he's always going to be.
No, every time you look at him, it's like, God, I wish this. Because
there's people who are key characters, but they broke out of those roles, like. Leonardo DiCaprio, you could say Titanic, but he broke out of
there.
He broke
that
mold several times.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton, he broke out of the Batman role, and he's known for other things. You can't really say Michael Keaton.
Stuff too.
But then there's people like Jim Parsons.
Yeah.
You think he'll probably be typecast now too?
Yeah.
Jim Parsons is the guy from Big Bang Theory.
Sheldon.
If you didn't know Sheldon.
Mm-hmm.
You think Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher? You think she'd kind of?
No.
You think she,
I think she can do well without being Leia.
But how about some of the Doctor Who characters? What do you think about Matt Smith?
Matt Smith, I think it's gonna be hard.
He's tried.
Bubble.
He's tried. I think
he's starting a new series. I think on BBC.
Is he? I think David Tennant broke out of it.
He broke out of it. Yeah.
Tom Baker
the one
was
in Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
He did awesome in Jessica Jones.
Jessica!
He did awesome.
What about some of the Walking Dead people? You think they're going to be able to break out of the roles like Andrew Lincoln or
Andrew
Norman
Lincoln,
Reedus?
Maybe not as much. Norman Reedus.
Norman
Reedus.
They're actually making
made him
a
more
third.
Popular.
Yeah.
They're making a third.
Boondocks thing.
Boondocks.
And he's going to be in it?
Him and the original other guy, partner guy. Whatever his name was, that's all he's known for.
Yeah, exactly. His friend.
Yeah.
What about The Rock? You think The Rock is kind of a typecast
thing? Oh, definitely.
Thing?
Yeah, he's always going to be The Rock. He can't just be Dwayne Johnson. He's going to be the wrestler, The Rock, whatever you want to call him.
And that was kind of off topic, but
yeah.
No,
it was good. It flowed well.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Tom of Two Stars.
Hey, Maddie Man.
Geek News.
Well, let's just get ready for that Geek News. It's coming at you right now, live at...
All up in your face.
10:15 at night.
Hey, lots of crazy stuff going on.
So much crazy.
Too much crazy.
Tom, you wanna go through the list?
Oh,
we'll kind of feed off you, buddy.
Oh, okay. So now all the rumors speculate. We talked about this a little bit on our last episode. What the Spider-Man title is going to be, since Sony just bought all those domain names.
We did talk about that.
Now it's official. Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yes, super exciting.
I still think. Those other
you
names.
Think they're going to be sequels?
Yeah.
It makes sense.
I'm calling it now.
Did you see the title page? Did you see kind of what they're going for?
I kind of saw the snippet a little bit.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's got the Spider-Man type letters, not the real, like amazing Spider-Man ones, but a little bit newer. And then it says Homecoming. The Homecoming, one of the letters is like a Spider-Man head.
Yeah, that one I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool. I'm excited for the name. I think it's a neat play on words because it is kind of like he's coming home. And then it's also off of a comic book too, so I'm kind of excited about that. So it says it's got the little Marvel box, and then it says Spider-Man in letters, and then it says Homecoming underneath.
It almost has that kind of high school-y feel, which is what you want with your Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He's a kid.
And that's what I'm hoping for, because we haven't gotten that in the other Spider-Man movies. Because
even though it was like, what, in the second one, they take the mask, it's like, oh, he's just a kid. It's like, oh, he's like 38.
Yeah. So, this one, he is going 24. To, he's like, Tom Holland is like 19.
Yeah, so we'll get it.
Should be pretty, pretty good. What else you got there, Tom?
Well, let's see. Next on the list, I've been waiting for this for a while now when I first heard about the Marvel making this movie. Doctor Strange. Now we got our trailer.
We did get a Doctor Strange trailer. We got a bunch of Doctor Strange stuff. Yeah. We got a poster that was kind of cool.
Him and his outfit.
That was awesome. The poster, I think I like the poster more than I did the trailer.
The one with his face and holding up his hand? Or
No. The one where he's in the big room.
In the big room and he got the big window. Like he's in his, what's the
Sanctum Sanctorum.
Yep. Yeah. Like he's in that. And then there's also the one where he has his hand up in front of his face.
I don't think I've seen
and
that.
And he's got like his eye on his hand and stuff.
No, that one I haven't seen.
That one's cool too. The trailer.
Trailer.
I was a little underwhelmed with the trailer, guys.
Yeah.
I liked it, but I thought that they were trying too hard. It felt like they were trying too hard to make it trippy. And I was hoping.
It didn't seem very trippy.
I was hoping for more mystical trippy.
Yeah.
Like
not like acid trip.
Not like acid trip or like Inception. Like that's all I got was like Inception.
Yeah,
I was hoping for something new, like I was picturing the Doctor Strange comics in my head and when I picture those, I picture the whole universe type comics for Marvel, and you got Silver Surfer and Galactus and all the Thanos comics and Fantastic Four. And whenever, like, when Jim Steranko would draw all that stuff, they'd go in and be bright and colorful and the dark blues and the stars. And that's just kind of like what I pictured in my head. Mm-hmm. And I think what they're trying to give you is they're trying to give you that origin type story in the trailer to tell you what's going on here. But for me, and I know they're probably doing this on purpose, there's too much origin. Like, I just wanted to come out and to see, like, Doctor Strange with the Eye of Morimoto or whatever it's called.
Agamotto.
And him doing magic and blah in your face. Like,
bro,
that just...
fight Dormammu or something and be awesome.
Yeah. Did you like it, Time of Two Stars?
I thought it was cool. I like the part where, like, I forget her real name, but she's, like, training him and she, like, hits him and knocks him into his astral form. And he's like, what on earth?
That was kind of really cool.
That was
Benedict looked amazing in it.
Yeah.
He's going to be an awesome...
Benedict Batch.
Yeah.
Eggs Benedict Batch.
Benderson Cumber... Cucumber...
Poneguin Benderquomp. Fun fact, y'all. Did you know that the Incredible Hulk can see ghosts? And he can actually see Doctor Strange in his astral form because he has the ability to see and talk to ghosts.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. How'd you know that?
One of the new comics?
I'm a geek.
That's good. That's cool. Does not know that. Yeah. What did you think of the trailer, Leviticus?
I liked it. obviously, I haven't read as many of the comics as you have. But
you've probably
seen him
in the cartoons and stuff, though, right?
Yeah, he's been in the new Spider-Man cartoon, Ultimate Spider-Man. X-Men.
I already knew his origin story. I kind of did some research on that as soon as I found out that, you know, he was obviously getting a movie.
Yeah.
I thought it was good, though. Being as though I don't know a lot about him, I didn't mind having the origin story.
Yeah, and I bet a lot of people feel that way, too. Cumberbatch was good.
And the problem is, with that, Matt, is there's always going to be the people that have read the comics. They're going to know
everything.
They're
going to hate it.
But the studios has to accommodate for that with trying to grab everybody.
Yeah,
that's
people who don't know it with people who do.
That's the thing, too.
I just love that they're taking, like, a turn, because, like, again, most of the cinematic universe is based on, like, logical superheroes. Like, the Incredible Hulk was, like, created by gamma radiation. He got supersized. Iron Man has a suit. And then they take the spin and go with these illogical-based heroes, which are, like, based on magic and mystical things. I think that's cool. To just take a departure from that. You know, like, oh, the reason why I'm super is because I have these pin particles make me big and small.
I think it's good to have the origin story for some of these characters, because you need it.
Yeah.
But I think, like, a lot of big people's problem with Batman v Superman is, like,
we know what happened.
We know what happened to
Batman.
Yeah. And I think
that's the need that.
Well, Spider-Man Homecoming, God, I hope they don't do it.
I have the whole
Spider-Man
origin story.
Well,
they
just jump into it.
He's already in Civil War, so unless they're going to go back and kind of redo the story?
We don't need it.
We know he's so, by a spider.
And the only way I think they could do it cool is like opening title sequence.
Yeah, just
they
kind of
do
like
a montage, like, Deadpool did, and voice it over with Tom Holland.
So
doing
this
like
is what happened.
Quick Spidey quips.
That's
saying
a
like,
great
hey,
idea.
Da da!
Yeah.
And this is, hey, just to catch you up, blah blah, you know, and yeah. like that would be okay.
Previously on Spider Man.
But I don't want a whole movie.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Oh man. Marvel, listen to this. This is a good idea.
Write this down. Sony, write this down.
Yeah. So, but yeah, there's certain people we don't need origin stories
for.
Yeah,
I think at this point, they've made a lot of movies on the other Spider, or a lot of movies, a lot of money and movies with Spider-Man already.
Do you think they'll ever get to the point where they actually go based off of feedback?
I think they have already a little bit.
You think so?
I think, yeah. I think fan service big time. I think the perfect example of that is Force Awakens. I think Force Awakens is all fan service.
Yeah.
Of giving people exactly what they wanted or what people have said they wanted
Star
over the years.
Wars.
I think Batman v Superman, I think they tried. I think they really did
really
try.
Really hard.
Yeah, they tried really hard. But I'm going to watch a Doctor Strange trailer a couple more times. See if I like it anymore. But what else you got there, Tommy?
Next on our list is the new Suicide Squad MTV trailer.
That was super good.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't seen that one yet, make sure you put it in your face. It has Ballroom Blitz as kind of the main
that was pretty cool.
Music. That's the thing they've done really good.
Bohemian Rhapsody one was awesome.
Yeah.
Ballroom Blitz one was
awesome. They did another one too. I forget what it was. And I like that they're doing that in all these new trailers. Most of them work. They do the trailer and then like popular songs. They've had a couple trailers. The only one I've seen that didn't work for me was the Star Trek trailer. And they did, like, the Beastie Boys song. I don't remember what it was, and it was pretty bad. But you guys haven't seen that? Well,
so,
pull that up.
At this point, do we think Joker's the villain? I don't think it's Joker.
I heard it was, like, Joker's henchman, or it could be the Enchantress.
I think it's the Enchantress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm leaning
towards. I don't know. The
towards.
Way they show it sounds like she's afraid of something.
In the recent trailer, they showed another clip of something coming out of a dark cloud coming out of someone.
Yeah. I hope that they keep it that way and we don't get much more information.
Yeah.
But we've got
too.
Now until August.
Too. Yeah.
I think it's better they don't give away.
The scary thing though is
Batman v Superman, they gave everything away and it was
kind of
the scary thing though is it's only April. And the movie comes out in August. And they've already shown us all this footage.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's only going to get worse because they're going to have to put a couple more out.
I read that Leto, being in the character that he's been in, has done another prank to all the cast members.
Oh, yeah?
Did you read on that?
Uh-uh. I didn't see that.
The first thing was he did, like,
he
cut off
dead animals.
He cut off the heads of pigs and, like, sent it to him.
I saw that one.
So, recently, he sent used condoms, and what else? There was something else he sent. Used condoms and something else.
Did they say why?
just being crazy.
I don't think that's the Joker would do that.
Yeah, I don't know what. I mean, I don't know necessarily, but that's what. And I guess the cast members are kind of. He's trying. I don't know necessarily what they're trying to do. If they're trying to get this camaraderie, or I don't know what it is, but now the cast is trying to get back at him.
Prank
they're like
back.
Pranking back and forth. Yeah. It's, I don't know.
Well, they were trying to do that with Batman v Superman a little bit too, of having Henry Cavill and Ben Affleck compete and like compete with each other. They're doing it with Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans.
Yeah.
They're kind of having them go back and forth in interviews. So I get it. But
definitely at this point, I think Civil War is going to be 10 times better than Batman vs. Superman.
I agree.
100%. I agree. From all the reviews, I think Suicide Squad is going to be better too. What we saw in that trailer was good. So if you haven't seen that trailer, pull it up. Lots more Joker, lots more Harley Quinn,
even a bit more Batman too.
Yes,
yeah,
a bit more Batman. What's the next thing, Tommy?
Next thing on our list is new Fantastic Beasts trailer, and where to
watch it. So before we just got a teaser trailer of that, right? And then now we've got an actual full trailer.
Yeah, actual story or plot trailer.
Spoilers for the trailer, if that's even a thing. Something that I thought was amazing is they name-dropped Albus Dumbledore.
Yeah.
That yeah. gave me goosebumps.
So he's going to be so in this great. Series. Or this movie.
I don't know if it's going to be his series.
You think so?
That's it.
You don't think he's going to be casted? No. I would love if he is. I love that.
I want to see someone like from the movies.
Yeah, it would have to be Dumbledore.
Yeah, he's the only one old enough.
Or you think Hagrid would be pulled into that?
I don't think he's old enough.
Because Hagrid wouldn't be old enough.
No?
No. Because this is basically like, as old as Voldemort.
This is like 60 years.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Voldemort's not even that old, I don't think. I'm sorry.
Dumbledore's a teacher in this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if they gave people like last names, like had us meet like Tonks's parents or you know, or they throw out that Potter name where you're meeting James's parents or Malfoy's or people with lineage, the Blacks. I think that would be kind of cool. The trailer was great. It totally felt like Harry Potter movie.
Oh yeah, it definitely did.
100%. They're apparating. They had wand fights. They're showing the flying letters. They had it was great.
Are you guys gonna read The Cursed Child?
Oh yeah, I'll read it. Are you gonna read it?
When's that come out?
July.
I'm not really a reader.
You read all the Harry Potter books, didn't you?
No.
I thought you did.
No, I read like one.
You've only seen the movies?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I want to try to read. I'm not a huge reader either, but I would love to read.
You gotta read the books, man. Read the books. The books are so much better than the movies.
If they made a comic book out of it, maybe.
That'd be cool. They've got the animated books they just came out with. They got those the wand. Cool. They got the Sorcerer's Stone animated book. It's like 9 hours.
Those are the ones I showed you when we were there that one time.
Still not a comic book though. So that's super cool. If you have not seen that trailer, especially if you're a Potter fan. Go watch that, because it's really, really good. What else you got there, Tom?
Next on the list is RTURTLE Power Trailer. Ninja Turtles.
All right.
Thank you. Did you guys see this newest trailer?
Yeah.
I don't know if I have yet.
Full of action.
So full of action and possible twists.
Yes, they show twists. They have a part where they're showing like
the whole premise of this trailer is like the turtles, since you know they're outcast their whole lives. Now they may have this opportunity to actually fit in. So
maybe I have. Yeah, this is the where they
ooze.
Yeah,
they ooze and he drops it on his hand and
yeah.
It's like if the purple ooze can turn humans into animals, maybe it can turn us into humans. And he puts a Donnie on, puts on his hand. He has four fingers,
and then they show like Raph. And Leonardo fighting,
like, you know, we were made this way.
It looks super good, and the action looks great. They showed more Bebop and Rocksteady.
What are you? I'm a piggy.
They showed more of the Technodrome. Yeah. They showed more. They didn't show any more Krang.
No more Krang. No more Baxter. Stuff like that.
A little bit more Shredder.
A little bit of Shredder. Yeah.
Did they show?
Some
Casey?
Splinter this time. Yeah, they showed a lot of Casey, actually.
Yeah,
this one.
That's
right. A lot more Casey.
You still think he's going to be good in this?
I hope so.
Do you think? Yeah, I think he's
I think great. He is, too.
Yeah. And this new trailer, they show you more, and it kind of he's using his hockey equipment a little bit more.
And there's, like,
cool.
some, like, April and Casey parts that they kind of show up.
What are those things that Baxter makes?
The Mausers?
Yeah, you think we're going to have Mausers in this movie?
I bet they'll hint to him or they'll be like in the background, like in his office. You'll see like prototypes or something.
Mausers were awesome. Yeah, so if you haven't seen that trailer either, go watch that. Last week, so many trailers came out and new ones.
Yeah.
That was really good. It made me super excited.
I know.
They had a song in that one, too, that went really well with it.
Sleep!
Yeah.
Down Brooklyn! That's Beastie Boys also.
Yeah, Beastie Boys. It was really
good.
I
thought it fit in perfectly, though.
Yeah.
The tank comes up out of the water.
Yeah, it was pretty great. And they're showing the turtle mobile a little bit more.
Oh, yeah,
that.
The turtle van.
And shoot awesome. The sewer caps. All right, Tommy, what else we got, buddy?
Now, this bitty bit of news, going back to Spider-Man. They say now we have Michael Keaton as being considered to play the villain.
Yes. Have you guys heard about this?
I have not.
No.
Marvel is kind of saying that there's rumors going out there that Michael Keaton is pretty much in final talks to be cast. There's a lot of different rumors.
I heard there's going to be a Vulture.
The main rumor is Vulture.
Yeah.
Vulture is the main kind of rumor.
Which I'm kind of surprised because he's like one of the main bad guys of Spider-Man. Yeah, they haven't had anything.
They haven't had him at all. They talked about maybe Morbius, which I think I don't think Michael Keaton would be.
Maybe Mysterio. I think that'd be a cool one if they're going to stick away from
it
the
was
goblins.
Mysterio, Vulture, and Morbius were the two big ones. I think Mysterio would be pretty cool.
I mean, I liked what they did Doc Ock in the second one, but I think going back to that would be good too. Dr. Octopus.
Yeah.
He's another one of those big ones.
That would be pretty good.
Just put John Bernthal in there too. Have him fight Punisher. Why not? It'd be awesome. Let's
do it. I would love that.
That would be super cool.
Can't protect him, Peter.
The more I watch,
you Daredevil, can't protect Mary Jane, Peter.
The more I watch Daredevil, the more I love him.
Yeah,
dude. When like the end is awesome. I love how it ends with him.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
He's just standing on the roof.
Hey!
Sorry, spoiler.
Don't say anything.
He's dishing out punishment.
It. Up on the roof, dishing out punishment, going, "You can't protect him, Red."
And I love that too. How he calls him Red.
I love that he called him Red too.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that'd be cool for Michael Keaton to be in the Spider-Man movie.
Yeah,
I like Michael Keaton.
I think it'd be Michael super Keaton. Good. I think for me, I think Vulture would be great, and I think Mysterio would be great too.
Wanna get nuts? Let me get it, Spidey. Let's get Spidey.
Wanna get nuts? Let's get nuts. They had a meme out there, and it's got, and he's saying that to Jack Nicholson, and then it shows like the two of them eating peanuts or something.
That's funny.
That would be pretty good.
What else we got? 2 stars.
All right. Last thing on this list is the tribe is going to be called. Tribe Called Quest.
Tribe Called Quest is an old like late 80s, early 90s rap.
And they're going to do the score to Luke Cage.
Super cool. Right. And why I think that's cool.
It fits pretty well.
I hope they go for that whole kind of hip hop culture type vibe.
It's Harlem.
And, like him
it's
on
Luke
the mean streets.
Yeah.
I think that'll be super good.
It's Harlem, son.
Hopefully they do some old school of the music and stuff too. At this point, it does not seem like Marvel can do any wrong, man.
No, they can't.
They cannot do
anything. I think everything
wrong
so far is awesome.
Speaking of which, Civil War is coming out pretty darn soon, guys. You were talking about it, Levi.
Mm-hmm.
It's already getting reviews. That's how soon it's coming out. May 6th. All the reviews.
It's right around the corner.
Are pretty damn positive.
Yeah.
Cinema Blend gave it 5 stars. Mm-hmm. And Cinema Blend tears stuff apart usually. So it should be pretty amazing. They do have some new trailers of that out and new footage every single day. So check that out too. That's going to be so good. Free Comic Book Day is coming up soon too, also on May 7th.
Visit your local comic book stores.
Yeah, we'll probably do a special podcast week before sometime about local brick and mortars and stuff. So visit your local comic stores. And just a reminder, there are some new releases for comic books this week as well. Moon Knight number 1 came out. Mm-hmm. Batman and Ninja Turtles number
so,
5 came out.
5 and 6, we're almost to the end.
The cover page is super cool.
Super
awesome. It's Shredder standing on the gates of Arkham Asylum letting all the villains out.
Yeah.
And so that's pretty sweet. I haven't read it yet, but it looks pretty awesome.
Do we know how many parts are in this?
There's 6.
6,
the
yeah,
okay.
6. They have a Xena Warrior Princess comic out that just came out. So a lot of cool new releases too. So get to your little comic shop, check those out as well. That's all I've got.
Yeah.
It's a lot to take in.
Lots and lots of stuff this week, guys. Lots of exciting, fun stuff. If you have more things you want us to talk about or foods you want us to talk about, make sure you tell us on our Facebook or Instagram or our Twitter.
Please.
Go on there, holler at us. Remember, tag us in things. Share us with your friends. Get us out there. We're almost at 400 likes. We're at 392 on Facebook. Help us get to 400.
We'll think about
it. We haven't done
something.
Any fun videos in a while, so we need to put some of those in your eyes.
Put them in your eyes.
Put them in your mouth and in your eyes. Was that you putting something in your mouth?
hungry hippos.
That's a great game.
I love the Hunger Games Hippos.
That's probably one of my favorite board games ever.
Because it's just like this awesome anime. This hippo is awesome.
And just eating
like
stuff.
Like going to like, I remember when I was a kid, we used to go to Pelican Pete's. It's like a little fun place. You have go-karts and stuff back in the day. It's closed now. But they had the arcade version of Hungry Hippos. Those things are like massive.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they'll pull the lever and they go, womp, Womp, womp. It was awesome.
I like putting stuff in my mouth.
Womp.
I think those hippos like putting stuff in their mouth, too.
They're hungry, hungry.
Just a tid. Just
food.
A tidbit.
Glorious.
I don't understand. They're eating
throw
worms.
Our kids.
They're going to choke.
Just throw our
That's
kids
a bad example. Put those marbles in your mouth. Keep calm and geek on.
Bat finger. Spreading justice through the night.